You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Peter Steph, you cleaned up tonight. It was pretty much the Peter Steph show.
It's always nice to get awards like this, but you never play for it. It's a massive team sport, and there's no iron team, so everyone says that, and I can just vouch for that. It's a massive honor for me to be here, and it's just a pity that not everyone can accept an award like this. So, yeah, I'm off the team. I'm just so humbled, and yeah, it's a massive honor for me. And yeah, like you've seen, South Africa is the best at the moment, and hopefully we'll be able to keep it there.
You're staying with the Stormers, right? I'm correct. What does it take for you to drop this? I was speaking to other players. Forget this moment and create other moments going into 2020 Super Rugby. Stormers are yet to win Super Rugby. Is that more motivation for you to say, you know what, the World Cup was great, I want to do this for my franchise?
Yeah, if you've seen in the past, South African as rugby players, we all are mentally not as strong, because after every World Cup we've won, we've been for a dip. It took us 12 years to win it again. So hopefully we'll be able to get stronger mentally, and of course trying to keep and be the best. I think that's my motivation. I think that's what we're trying to achieve for South African rugby as well.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because we want those British and Irish Lions to be hitting the scrum machines already. Your thoughts going into that series? I know it's still a little way off, but your thoughts around the prospect of playing that team and beating them again?
Yeah, of course, you always have that in the back of your mind, and that's what you have to do. If you're going forward, you have to set yourself new targets and always try to achieve it and the goal. So for us, definitely, it's a massive honor to host them, and of course, we're going to play them and hopefully be part of that team. It's going to be a massive thing for South African rugby as well.